Right, Dunk, we're podding. Professional now.
We're podding. We've started.
Bring your energy.
Oh, we're back.
Bring your Kenergy.
We haven't been away, mate.
Bring.
We haven't been away.
Your Kenergy.
I'm just Ken.
Did you notice
that? Anywhere else, I'd be a 10.
I changed my Twitter handle to I'm just Kennedy because I thought it was funny, but no one else has noticed.
It is funny, mate. But the problem is, I'm not on Twitter.
Did you
give up? Very rarely on Twitter.
Did you give up on Twitter?
I've kind of, I don't know. It's not a direct boycott of Elon Musk, but I just think he's a piece of shit, and I am not prepared to prop up what was once a very wholesome and wonderful place to exist.
Wow, I mean, you said it, brother.
I have. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Well, you fucking prick. We are talking about a story, and it's going to be a fucking great story. Are you ready for this story, Dunk?
As someone who listens to your other podcasts and hears your stories, I cannot wait to hear what this is.
So I found a story, and it was so entertaining that I was like, I need to save this and go through this story and read it to Dunk.
All right. Lay it on me, man. What are we talking about? What's the story?
Okay, so
is it aliens?
No, I save those. Okay. I save those for Joe most of the time. Okay, so Jennifer Rocker is 35.
Right.
Okay. And she is a Deliveroo driver. Dunk.
That's a good job. They are very, very greatly appreciated by myself whenever I'm in a city.
And she was doing a delivery to Aldershot in Hampshire.
Okay, yeah.
And we're talking December 2022, Dunk.
Oh, that's quite a recent story then. Post-COVID. This COVID's become like a milestone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so post-COVID, okay. She was delivering to Aldershot.
So she was not employed by Deliveroo, Dunk, but she had been working as a substitute rider using someone else's account. So she's filling in for a friend.
Is that not technically fraud?
I don't know. It's probably illegal, but I don't know.
Because the whole point about having your own account as a Deliveroo driver, surely, is that there's checks and balances in place to keep you safe out there. Because yeah. there are some scumbags, man.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. And she was delivering to a gentleman called Stephen Jenkinson.
What was he getting?
We'll get there, Dunk.
Does it say what his order is?
We'll get there. First of all, he's 36 years old, Dunk.
Dude's buying sushi.
He's a 36-year-old man. He's got very spiky hair, like he is in a punk rock band in like the early noughties.
Just a massive Blink-182 tattoo across his forehead.
And he's got a very well-trimmed beard. He looks a bit like mine and Joe's old bass player friend, Steve Dent, who used to play in Swinging for Mars. But he's not.
Okay.
And Steve Jenkinson, he ordered a pizza, Dunk. He was hungry. He ordered a pizza.
Nah, he's not a very classy bloke.
Well, I mean, the man's just hungry, Dunk. He just wants to eat.
Yeah, but Steve Jenkinson should be a bit more, you know, out there. Get himself a curry. Get himself something nice. I'm not saying a pizza's not nice, but it's a bit of an underwhelming takeaway, I found.
I'll be honest, if you're having a pizza, unless you're going to, like, a proper pizza place, what's the point, right?
Exactly. And if you go through delivery, there's a chance that you're not going to be the first order on the list.
Yeah, what you
think. It's not going to get you piping hot. Yeah. It needs to be piping hot, otherwise it Yeah, I like a breakfast pizza, but I don't like it in between.
I've noticed this with Turkish. Turkish food, I love it. I love it. And I get quite often get it at home. And then I went to a Turkish restaurant that's just opened up near me now. And my fuck, I was like, oh my God, this is so much better when it's actually piping hot and just finished cooking. It was just so good, Dunk. So good.
Fresh. Yeah. It actually feels fresh. It might not be fresh, but it feels fresh.
I'm trying to get Joe and his woman to come, but he's being a little bitch and taking too long to arrange it all.
Yeah, there's no way that guy likes spice.
Joe loves spice, dude.
Nah.
No, he does.
Nah, he's got the look of someone who doesn't like spice.
I mean, I don't know if you're trying to do fighting words right here, but you
might. Yeah, I am. I love Joe. Okay. I love Joe.
He'll send you an abusive message on one of our travel updates.
Nah, he doesn't listen to podcasts anymore, mate.
Shit, we lost our number one fan. We got your friend instead. We got your buddy.
My friend Buzz. Shout out Buzz.
Buzz
in Michigan.
Buzz, we appreciate you listening. You're a legend, Buzz. Send us some of your problems, Buzz. I wanna solve your problems in Michigan. Like, for example, what the fuck is in Michigan? Because I don't fucking know what's in Michigan. Dunk, do you know what the fuck's in Michigan?
Apart from Buzz? A big lake. There's a big lake. There's Detroit, which means there's also Mom's Spaghetti, which is M&M's spaghetti food chain.
Also, awesome name. Buzz is an awesome name. Continuing on. So, Rocker, the delivery lady, arrived, Dunk, at the wrong location, down the street from Mr. Jenkinson's house. How you feel?
If she had her own delivery app, she would have been fine. She would have arrived at the right place.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling if you've ordered a takeaway? You're hungry and the person...
Oh, I'm pissed. Yeah, I am annoyed.
Yeah. This happened to me just a few weeks ago and they didn't just go to the wrong place, Dunk. They fucking left it there. They didn't come back. I didn't get a refund or anything, Dunk. It was chaos.
Well, you didn't put any complaints in?
Oh, yeah, I put in a complaint, but they were shit.
Motherfucker, where's my food?
Actually,
paid this.
That's a lie. I did get a refund, but I didn't get any food, so I was still unhappy, Dunk.
Is this autobiographical? Have you actually? Is this actually your story?
No, this isn't my story.
You ordered a pizza and it didn't arrive.
I would never order pizza. Fucking disgusting. I ordered KFC and some motherfucker ate it. Anyway, when he went to get his food, he forgot his phone. So he's left his phone at home, and obviously, you know, the phone, especially on delivery, it has a delivery code that you have to provide.
Yeah, like a PIN number.
Yeah. So he goes to the delivery driver and he's like, this is my food. And she's like, bitch, where's your delivery code? And he's like, well, I fucking ain't got it. I left my phone. But you've gone down the fucking road. You've gone to the wrong place. That's my fucking food.
No code, no food, mate.
Yeah. But it's turned into an argument. It's turned into an argument.
Well, of course it has. She's done something wrong. He's done something wrong. He's clearly a white racist.
Well, let's see what happens. So, for some reason, and I'm not sure why, Mr. Jenkinson raised his hand to Rocker's motorcycle helmet.
Maybe there was a bee or a fly on the outside of it.
I don't know, but like, you know, if you're angry, if you, you know, you can't be going in people's faces, Dunk.
No, you can't. You can't. You have to take the moral high ground, especially when it comes to pizza.
Well, you know how she responded to this, Dunk? She didn't want him in his... just like Dizzy. She didn't want him in his space. In her
Back
space.
Back up, bitch. Yeah. Get away from me. I'm going to fucking have you.
I've got no code. You know, you're after food, but I'm doing my job correctly. No code, you know. No number. Yeah. You're not getting this food. So, you know, this guy's getting irate. He's fucking hungry. He's like, give me my fucking food. And she then bites his thumb off, Dunk.
Whoa, okay, that's a bit of a... So she's wearing a motorcycle. Presumably, this is an open-faced motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, I'm going to...
And she's gone for the bite.
Yep.
And she's kept going.
Yep.
Nah, that's...
I told you it was a mad story.
That is like the mother of all fucking overreactions. Like, where's my code, bitch? Nah, fuck that. I'm going to fucking have your thumb. Nah.
I thought I'd had some bad delivery experiences, but this is a new level.
Did he still get his pizza?
He says, I remember, I was shaking her helmet trying to get her off. Get her off what? And sexually? Like, I don't understand what he means.
So he was sexually assaulting her.
She eventually let go, at which point Mr. Jenkinson lifted up his arm and sprayed her with blood.
Imagine the conversation you're having to everybody that you know after that altercation.
I'm imagining the neighbourhood watching it from their windows. Like, they hear an argument, they look outside, then all of a sudden they see a delivery driver bite a motherfucker's thumb off, blood spraying everywhere all over the fucking place.
And then she just puts the visor down and fucking drives off with his pizza.
Mr. Jenkinson's thumb was severed just above the knuckle. The force with which she must have been biting, she'd clean taken it off.
It takes a lot of force to bite through a bone.
I got a photo, Dunk. I'll send it to you now. Have you got your phone on you?
Yes, I do have my phone on me.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm going to send a photo. Duncan will explain what he can see. Should have
received. Okay, photos here.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so when you said just above the, like, just above the knuckle, mm-hmm. I was thinking like the first knuckle.
Mm-hmm.
No. She's just gone full the whole thumb. Yep. Like, this guy hasn't even got a stump left.
It's amazing.
That's incredible.
He's lost his thumb. He said the case raised questions about delivery's responsibility for scrutinising its delivery drivers, which is what Dunk has just already said.
Yeah, I mean, there is a duty of care here from Deliveroo for both the people who are receiving their delivery and the people who are doing the delivering, which is why you should be going through the correct channels, plus tax avoidance. It's tax season, folks. Make sure you got your forms in. That's too much. That is too much. Have you ever gotten angry enough over someone that you'd resort to even physical violence over food?
No. No.
Me neither, mate. Me neither. I'm like, look.
Joe has.
Someone fucks with my food, I'll just sort myself out with something else.
Joe's beating up a lot of waiters and waitresses waiting for food.
He's a biter, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
He is a biter.
He doesn't bite thumbs, he bites dick offs.
He bites dick offs and he bites nips. He loves a nip.
It comes as new figures released on BBC News indicate that across the UK, three vehicles used for food delivery are seized every week by police because they are uninsured for business use.
Yeah, I could understand that. Times is tight, isn't it? So, yeah, if you're insuring for, I think the two insurance groups in this country are social, domestic, pleasure, and business. I think the second you insure for business, jacks the price up something terrible.
Mm.
Cost of living, you know, delivery drivers aren't going to be getting paid the best money, which is why you quite often see them doing jobs for both Deliveroo and for Just Eat and for Uber Eats all at the same time. It is a travesty, but I think it's the American business model that's kind of keep the people at the bottom paid less.
Deliveroo, like many food delivery apps, does not employ any drivers or riders directly. They are classed as independent contractors and can appoint substitutes, Dunk, to deliver on their behalf.
So technically what she was doing was fine.
Yeah, it is the responsibility of the main account holder to check that the substitute is legally allowed to work.
And by all intents, I think from what you said, she was clear. She was legally, she was allowed to work. She just didn't have a Deliveroo account.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, if you ignore the thumb biting bit, which is quite hard to ignore, I'll be honest with you.
Yep.
But if you ignore the thumb biting bit in this particular case, what she did that night was legal. Taking the pizza to the guy.
Yep.
She was allowed to do it. She was allowed to be there.
Yep.
She was perfectly entitled to put herself in that situation.
Yep. Rocker was in the UK legally and had the right to work here. Deliveroo said its riders were covered by the company's own free insurance. But because Rocker was working as a substitute for another driver, Deliveroo cannot be held legally responsible. Solicitors representing Mr. Jenkinson said her insurance policy did not cover injury caused by a criminal act.
What about his insurance? Does it cover thumbs, loss of limb?
What insurance? For what? He's not working for them.
He might have health insurance.
He's a plumber by training. Mr. Jenkinson said he has been unable to work since the attack.
Now you've got to be able to use a monkey wrench as a plumber. And if you ain't got no opposable thumbs, you can't use a monkey wrench.
Needs a new career, man.
Can't do thumbing a Lyft either, so we'll have to use Uber. We'll have to use Uber. He can't just thumb a taxi anymore.
He could use, like, his feet, if he learned how to use his feet. You know, I can see that working for him.
He can't work at the banana peeling factory.
No, that's too hard.
Can't be a sketch artist.
No. After months...
He can't be a gamer, mate.
No, he can't. After months...
I think he could just about get away with the keyboard, but not with a Joy-Con. Sorry.
It's all right. After months of reconstructive surgery, part of his big toe was grafted onto the stump of his missing thumb. That's right.
Oh, so he sorted them.
His big toe is there. He's had to relearn basic tasks such as doing up buttons or tying shoelace, and said he still had no sensation in it. Financially, I'm ruined. I'm unemployed. I'm in a massive amount of debt, and I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, he said. His relationship with his girlfriend, the mother of their newborn daughter, also broke down following the incident, Dunk.
Because he needs anger management. All of this happened because he was angry. He started the altercation. Sure, she took it to a level which was extreme, but it was a provoked attack. So I think in the eyes of the law, they'd probably look upon both parties as being at fault.
That's interesting, Dunk. He says, I have to live with this for the rest of my life. Well, yeah, you got a toe thumb. Yeah, you got a toe thumb.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in that situation, mate, where you've got one thumb which is a toe and one thumb which is a thumb,
yeah,
would you take off your other thumb in the hope that they graft your other toe onto it? No. So that at least you're kind of balanced out?
No. No, Dunk.
No?
No.
I think the asymmetric nature of having a thumb on one hand and a toe on the other would drive me absolutely insane.
Do you know what?
Same with my feet.
That's very true.
Like my balance would be way off.
That's so true.
I'd get lost. I'd just start walking around in circles because I'm just uneven.
I want to use this story to help others to say this has to change, he added. Mr. Jenkinson's lawyer...
The guy's acting like he's the full victim. He's not the full victim. He started the altercation over a fucking pizza.
Alex Barley, his lawyer from Slater Healy's, said, companies operating in the gig economy should be held accountable for the actions of people they rely on for their significant profits. The practice of substitution should be stopped, and the company should be required to carry out necessary checks on all people working for them. In a statement, Deliveroo said its riders were self-employed, a fact which had been confirmed by the UK courts on multiple occasions. Substitution is and always has been a common feature of self-employment. It is not specific to Deliveroo and nor our sector, it's added. And Deliveroo has not had to pay any compensation for this situation.
Yeah, because they gave themselves a get out of free.
So, Dunk, what do you think? Who should he be given money? Should she be have any charges? Or, you know, is this all a self-fulfilling prophecy? Man get angry, man get in someone's face, man gets what he deserves.
I think as it's Women's History Month, mate, we should side on the side of the delivery driver.
I mean, I always side with women, but yes, let's do that.
At no point should anyone get angry enough over pizza that they're starting... He tried to drag her off a bike over a pizza because he didn't have a pin.
But haven't you seen, like, Gordon Ramsay? He gets pretty angry over food.
Yeah, but a lot of that's dramatised. You watch him with the kids. He doesn't get angry. It's all for theatre. It's all for show.
No, they cut all the bits out where he beats the kids.
He does tend to leave them, from what I hear, they have to stay in a cage right up until the point where they start filming. That way they're malnourished, they're a bit confused and a little bit dopey. But they're also very appreciative of the artificial sunlight that they pump into the studio. So it makes for good TV. But no, I think that at no point, so I'm not sure whether this would count as aggravated assault rather than just like straight assault, because he technically started on her. His thumb wouldn't have been bitten off if it was nowhere near her mouth. And the fact that he lost his partner and the family broke down and everything else means that they must